Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTV comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi. First time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, asshole. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast. Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 in downtown St. Petersburg. Always online at RadioSaintPete.com and HMBRadio.com. Welcome to the program. No live stream this week on YouTube and Facebook and all that stuff because I'm on vacation, baby. I am out of here for, well, I'm back by the time this is actually scheduled to air, but I was gone. So this is recorded very early in the week. We're in the future now. I'm in the future, currently in the present. It's very confusing. I went to Miami Beach, and I'm sure I had a great time. I don't know. I'm sure it's fun. I'm sure I drank a lot of alcohol and got a lot of sun and enjoyed myself. I probably feel rejuvenated, maybe a little sleepy, and ready to take on the world again. So, yeah, this week is a special episode because Anna's not here. I don't mean that offensively to her. Of course, I'd much rather her be here, but we couldn't make it with our schedules this week since I was leaving. But I have a special episode this week. It's a replay from the Johnny B Show. You may have heard it already. I don't know. Even if you did, give it another listen because it was a very fun segment with involving sleeping arrangements. And, you know, sometimes if you have a person that sleeps in your bed with you and you love them, you know, that's nice, but maybe you're more comfortable sleeping alone. I had that realization, and I asked other people about it on the Johnny B Show, and I got some interesting perspective on it. So I wanted to share it with you, and that's what the replay is this week. Real quick, I want to say thanks a lot. Michael Flynn sent a donation from hmbradio.com/donate, a very generous one, and I received it, Michael, and I hope you're getting my thank you now. I wanted to email you, but they didn't have an email that was with it. So I'm thanking you right now, and anybody can do that, hmbradio.com/donate, and of course you don't have to, but it's very much appreciated. Thank you, Michael. That was very nice, and thank you again. Also, I got a very nice text from Travis over the weekend, and you can do that too. I'll even get back to you the majority of the time, as I did to Travis, 813-693-2124. That's my Google Voice and text line, and I check it periodically, and if there's anything in there, I'll answer you back. Questions, concerns about the show, just general stuff. You can call me an a-hole. You can call me the best, number one, which I would prefer, but whatever you want to do. That's what that's there for, is to connect with listeners. So 813-693-2124 is that voice and text line. Do subscribe to the YouTube channel at, I think if you just put in HMB Radio, you should find it, all one word. And it's on my Twitter. You can find it on my, it's in the bio, link in the bio. It's got links to just everything. Follow all that stuff, and click the bell for the subscription when we do go live. It's anywhere between 5 and 6 o'clock on Wednesdays. Generally, Anna Hummel and I go live on YouTube and do a stream, which then becomes this podcast, audio only. But so do that. That would be very helpful, and I hope you enjoy this segment from the Johnny B Show that I hosted when Johnny was out performing some stand-up comedy, which if you listen to that show, regularly or periodically, you'll, especially on Fridays, I might be by myself. So it's always nice to have people to talk to, and I can kind of run these kooky ideas, that are in my head past other people to make sure that I'm not insane. And it was very helpful to do that because I felt like I was being selfish or something. But as you'll learn from this segment, it's not, really the case. Anything else before I go? I'm packing my bags, trying to get out of here. I don't think so. Yeah, follow the pages. Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Travis. Enjoy this clip and this podcast. This is the Homemade Broadcast right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Johnny B is not eating cheesecake. He is on his weight loss journey. This is day 3. So it's going really good for him, I think, so far. He hasn't given me another weigh-in, since that initial text that I got from him after the show on Wednesday night. He sent me a picture of his scale that has the weight on it and all this other, body fat percentage, all this other stuff, and he just said accountability. So I don't know where he's at. I don't know what he's doing, but he's going to lose 100 pounds by the time he is wed in December. And he is at Bassano's tonight, I'm sure, just drooling over that cheesecake. It is delicious. I've had it once, and it is very good up there. You can see him tomorrow night, too, the 19th. He's going to be at the Boar and Buffalo in Palm Harbor. That's a 8 p.m. showtime. No tickets. You just go there. You walk in, say, I'm here for the Johnny B Show, and they'll go, okay. And then that's it. Then you order a drink and hang out, and it's a good time. I'm sure he'll probably have some stickers and some other, goodies to give away. So make sure you say hello to him. He really likes that. And put him on your TikTok. He would really, really like that. Yeah, so it's just me tonight. Sorry. But just me. So I encourage you, please, call in. Hang out with me. Talk to me. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. 1025. Here we go. We got somebody. All right. Hey, what's up?
Good evening, Will. How are you doing? It's Patty.
Yeah. Hey, Patty. I'm great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm exhausted. I work like a dog day around my house. I work so hard that I could just faint. You know what? Because I'm half Polack, And Polacks, my mother had everything spotless. So now I got to try to do that like she did, but I can't.
Yeah.
Hey, too fat.
Hey, Robot Patty, can you go to that same place that when you called the other night where you had clear reception?
Okay.
Do you have a big home?
Tell me when it is starting to get better.
It's not getting worse. It's worse.
Getting worse? Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
How far of a journey is it?
It's from the living room to the master bedroom. I was sitting on the toilet. And here's where I was. Is that still?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, were you using the toilet?
Sorry, I can't buy a new phone, but I don't have any money.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's too bad. I know. Did you come any closer to your goal of getting the $500 so you can go on the Celta cruise?
No, I don't have 1 cent.
Yeah, not 1 cent?
No.
You have no money at all. $0. $0.
I have for my birthday, I have $100 and $130, but tomorrow I have to get a pedicure, and I have to send my family their late little Christmas presents. That's going to be $50, and $50 for the toenails, so that's $100 gone.
Well, wait a minute.
I have 30.
Why are you doing that? Screw your family, number one. Enough.
It's not
Christmas time anymore. Hang on a minute.
No.
Hang on. Listen. I'm trying to help. So
okay.
Christmas is over. It's February. You don't need to send your family anything. You don't need to do anything with your feet. You're an old lady. You don't need to have your feet look good. That's $100. You are 20% of the way to your goal of getting $500. You see?
Yeah, but the thing is, Will, if I don't get them cut professionally, they will go ingrown, and then I will need surgery.
Yeah, but how long is that going to take? I mean, you're going to have a little while till that happens, right?
What?
Well, just go on the Celta cruise and then just cut your feet off when you get back.
Oh, my God, only got $500.
Well, you got 100, and you only need 400 more. You know what I'm saying? So you got 100.
How are you going to get a GoFundMe?
I don't know. What's your Venmo? You give your Venmo out on air.
TikTok. How do you do a TikTok?
Oh, I don't know. You got to ask Johnny about that. I don't know what TikTok is.
Okay. I don't need to. I just see when you dance. I can dance. I'm a good dancer.
Yeah. What happened? Weren't you supposed to do an OnlyFans? Whatever happened with that?
Oh, I can't do it. I keep religion. And it's, you show your private parts.
No, I don't think you would have to do that. There's some OnlyFans that you don't.
Mike said yes.
Okay.
And he said the old men want to see it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't have to show it. You could. I'm sure that there are some sick bastards that listen to this station that would pay just to see you, like, just living in your home with a webcam or something.
What, honey?
Just living your life in your home. You know, there's voyeurs out there.
Yeah, it's interesting. I lead a very interesting life.
Oh, I can imagine. What did you do today? Can you give me a brief run-through?
Today I baked a cake for Emery, my piano teacher. I'm going to give it to him tomorrow. He's so handsome. You know what? He plays the drums, and he played for Aretha Franklin. He said that Aretha Franklin demanded $20,000 for each performance, and she was real crabby at the end of her life, and she had a 14-karat gold casket.
Wow.
Boy, Jesus would laugh at that.
Yeah, no kidding. What a waste. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, quick question for you real quick. I got to let you go here in a second.
I'm a piano girl.
I have a quick question for you. Do you and your husband sleep in the same bed?
Yes.
You
but
do?
No touching. We don't touch at all. Never. We haven't had sex in 15 years. And he said he went for one treatment, and he laughed, and he goes, the doctor said, well, you don't use, you lose, so I can't get it up anymore.
Yeah, that's too bad. It happens, you know? I mean, I've been married a long time.
Oh, shit, for 15 years, I'm celibate, and I'm married,
well,
and I want to screw.
Yeah, well, go cheat on him. Who cares? He doesn't care. I'm sure he wouldn't mind. Hey, real quick, though, what size is your bed? Queen, king, what are we talking?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's king sleep number.
A king?
A sleep number. It's a real old, but it's wonderful.
Okay. All right, good. Well,
yeah,
Patty.
Some of that.
Yeah. Have a great weekend, Patty. Good luck on the cruise. I hope you get to go.
Thanks, bye.
See you, bye. I don't like sleeping with anybody. I found that out the other night. I don't like it. I was lucky enough, and I'm not bragging, I'm hitting you with the Alex Jones here, to have somebody sleep in my bed last night. Typically, when that happens, usually some sort of alcoholic beverage has been consumed, maybe more than one. And it's kind of one of those scenarios where throughout my life it's been, you know, you drink, and then you do your thing in the bedroom, and then, you know, maybe they stay, or maybe they don't, or whatever, and then you go to sleep. You pass out, usually. I slept with somebody that, not just sex, but slept with somebody in my bed last night, sober. After a show, came home, took a shower, they came over,
slept. I don't like that. I did not enjoy it. See, I forgot. I thought that I had a pretty decent mattress. Not like Patty's freaking king sleep number, but I have a queen size bed. Okay? You know, it's all right. It's an All's Well brand, not sponsored by this radio station or me or anything. I thought it was a decent bed. It was cheap. I think it was like $320 that I got it for. But I remember it being really comfortable until somebody else got in it. And apparently over time, I've had it for a few years now, there is a perfect wheel-shaped dent in that bed that just fits me perfectly. But when somebody else is getting in my business, getting all up in my space, now we're sharing that little divot, and now my spine's all out of whack. I woke up at 5:30 this morning and could not go back to sleep. I don't know what I'm going to do about this. You can't flip this bed either. I know you're supposed to flip it and turn it around and do all that stuff, but it doesn't have – it's like different on the bottom. There's like clearly a bottom of this bed. Usually mattresses are interchangeable. You flip them around, and that's how you keep them fresh and good. Yeah, not with this one. I don't know if they do it on purpose. Probably do it on purpose in order for you to buy a new bed every year or 2 years or whatever. Design obsolescence, I believe that's called. But maybe it's just a design flaw in this bed. So now I got to look into getting a freaking bed now. And my fantasy is to have, I don't know if you ever watched Cribs on MTV, but they had Shaquille O'Neal was on there, the basketball player, rapper, actor, comedian, I guess sometimes. And he had this huge circle bed, and it fit him. And it was had plenty of room. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. And I want that bed so bad. Unfortunately, I live in a tiny box filled with black mold in St. Petersburg. So my dream, you know, will have to wait for the time being. I would love a king-size bed, but the queen is fine. You know, you make do with the queen. But I don't know. I got it now. I can't get the same bed. And I think beds are expensive, aren't they? I mean, what do you spend on a bed? $1,000 probably, really, realistically, if you want a decent bed that's going to last you any period of time. I got to get another credit card to do this thing. But even if I do get a bed, I don't think I want to sleep with anybody. If you have a spouse that you actually like, it's not one of those scenarios where you're like, I don't, you know, we just don't get along, or we're staying together for the kids, or, you know, some sort of scenario like that. That doesn't count. I know why you sleep in different rooms and different beds. But if you actually like your spouse and you have some sort of arrangement like that where you, you know, we have separate beds, maybe you do the, what's the 1950s sitcom where they had the two beds separated in the room, but everybody knew you kind of pushed them together when the time came. That's good too. I just need a big enough room, put two queen size beds in there. Beautiful. You sleep close. I have no problem sleeping close together, but I don't want anybody in my space. It's sleeping next to a space heater. They're giving off heat. I'm giving off enough heat as it is. You know, I got to hold my farts in because I don't want to, you know, do that to that lady. You know, it's miserable. I hate, that's the worst part of being, you know, with somebody. And I know probably some people are like, that's the best part. You get to cuddle up and snuggle. No, I don't like that. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Skip.
Hey, Skip, how are you?
I'm okay. I just want to let you know I hate Patty. She's annoying. She calls every god dang show that there is. She is so freaking annoying.
Yeah, she sucks. That's all I want to say. She does suck. I do agree with you. Thank you, Skip. I appreciate that. But she's a good-natured, loving person, and she's kind of the unofficial mascot of not only the Mike Halta Show, but really the entire lineup of The Bone. Because she does call everybody, and I always like to hear from her in small doses. Just a little bit is good. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Do you and your spouse like each other but sleep in different beds? Am I a freak? I might be. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Bushlicker, check it in.
What up, dude? How are you? Oh, okay, there he goes. 727-579-1025. Johnny B is at Bassano's this evening, but I'll be here with you till 10 o'clock. He'll be at the Boar and Buffalo in Palm Harbor tomorrow. Still the same show, though. Make sure you tweet at us. I'm home_made_man. Johnny B is Johnny B Comedy. And, of course, Johnny B Show. I'm the same on Instagram, home_made_man. And Johnny is Johnny B Tampa over there. And I think it's the Johnny B Show on Instagram. Very complicated. Follow the bone while you're there, too. 1025 The Bone. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. I still, if anybody has this weird living situation where they like each other, even love each other, but sleep in separate beds, I'm very interested to hear this. I might be a freak. It's definitely possible. Oh, we got one person calling in. I'm just going to take this real quick. Hey, you're on the air. Johnny B Show, what's up?
What's up, man? This is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Doing good. Yourself?
I'm hanging in. Thanks for calling.
All right, cool. Yeah, no problem. I was just listening to you, and I have a fiance. We've been together for 11 years, and the first couple of years, we, you know, we're all interlocked together, but now she's in the master bedroom. I'm in the second bedroom. She's in her king size bed. I've got a king size bed, and we love the arrangement. We get together perfectly. You know, when we want to get together, we get together, and then I go into the second bedroom, and it just works out.
Yeah, that sounds good. See, I like the idea of sleeping maybe in the same room. That feels like it should be good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My grandma and grandpa used to do that. They had two twin-size beds in their, in the same room.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that was like the old-school sitcom way of doing it. I like that. I like that, but I like my own space. What don't you like about sleeping with your... Hey, wait a minute. Hang on a second, Ryan. Did you say you were engaged for 11 years?
Well, we've been engaged for about 5 years, but we're not going to get married. We're just happy the way it is now.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cool.
But the social norms are not for us. But it's my snoring and her heat is what we don't like about sleeping in the same bedroom.
Did you say heat or feet?
No. Heat. The heat she gives off with her body.
Yeah.
Not feet.
Yeah, that could have gone either way. Yeah, I feel that, man. I feel like I always have to, hold my farts in, which is the worst. I mean, you can't just let them rip.
We're way past that, man. We're way past that.
Oh, I don't think you can ever fart. My goal is to never fart in front of this person ever, or be very sneaky about it, if possible.
After 11 years, you might change your mind.
Yeah, maybe. All right, Ryan. Well, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. Have a good night.
Later. We got a few more. We'll take these real quick. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, how you doing, Will Marcello?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, what's up, bro? No much. Actually, me and my wife, we sleep in separate rooms.
Really?
You know, we sleep in separate rooms just because she likes one type of bed. I like a very firm bed.
Mm-hmm.
She likes a very soft bed. She's always hot. I'm always cold. And, that's the best way to do it.
But you love each other. This is a situation
We've been together. Yeah, we've been together for 15 years. We've been working together for the last 20 years, every day. And it's just one of those things. I mean, just, you know, when it comes to share the bed, you know, and the way I sleep, I like to have covers all over the place and my pillows. And, you know, I mean, I like a very firm bed and she likes a super soft bed and I cannot sleep in a soft bed. I mean, my back is killed.
Oh, yeah. Jack your back up. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well. And that's why I do it.
All right, good. I mean, this makes me feel a little better because I really felt like this was not normal. But I had a feeling that people did this, that it's not too weird.
Yeah, like I said, like the other caller say, I mean, you know, we've been together for a long time. And in the beginning, yes, we would try to basically make compromise with each other. But in the end of the day, you know, when you don't have a good night's sleep, you wake up the next day grumpy.
Oh, yeah.
And just, you know, I mean, you have to have a good night's sleep. And that's why we sleep in separate beds. I mean, just, you know, she got her bed, I have mine. I mean, she goes to the master bedroom, I go to the spare room, and that's it. I mean, just, you know, I have my setup, she got hers.
Can I ask you which bed the sex takes place in? I would imagine yours because it's more firm. You don't want to be, you know, trying to do...
Yeah, not just that because, you know, and the other one too, you know, we got Joey, my son, 6 years old.
Right.
And, you know, my room is just far away from the master bedroom and my son's room. I mean, yeah. The happy time goes to normally in my room, yes.
So you got to sleep in a wet spot. Well, that's fair. That's fair enough.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, Marcello, it's good to hear from you. Hey, I actually need to, I've been meaning to call you because I got to stop into your shop. I want you to help me with trying to put a strap on that AR because I cannot figure it out.
No problem at all. Yeah, I mean, just as a lot of people have the same problem, just come by. I have all the different, you know, attachments and things. Just come by. You know, I'll always go take care of you and just, you know, we figure it out.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon.
You're welcome.
Bye, right, everybody. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, my name's TJ.
Was it PJ or TJ?
TJ with a T.
Hey, man. How are you, TJ?
Good, good. Yeah, I've been with my girlfriend for 11 years.
11? Oh, you kind of cutting out a little bit. 11, another 11 years. Now, are you engaged or is it this just a long-term relationship?
Yeah, we've been engaged for two, and, you know, basically the reasons, all the same reasons the last guy just said, but also, like, background noise is important. I like forensic files. You like something else.
Yeah.
The heater thing, like you said, it's pregnant right now, too, so we're discussing a way to actually sleep in the same room after a couple of years, just because we think it might be a little weird to
A little bit of getting used to. Well, yeah, I guess her being pregnant answered my question if you were still banging or not, unless it's somebody else's.
Oh, yeah, we love each other completely and totally. Just don't want to sleep in the same room.
Yeah, I like the sleeping in the same room thing. I'm totally fine with, but I want my own space. I need like a huge master bedroom.
I've actually heard that a lot of new houses are being built with two master bedrooms for this actual reason. So
really,
I think it's becoming more common. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta look that up. All right. Well, thanks for the call, TJ. Appreciate you.
Have a good night.
Later, man. Johnny B. Show. Who's this?
This is Tim.
Hey, Tim. How are you?
And I don't know, how old are you, man?
I'm 37.
Okay, well, I'm 62, and I've been married for 38 years, and you're not a freak, dude. There's a lot of reasons people do that. I've been married with my wife, like I said, 38 years, and the reason that I did it is because I would get up in the morning and wake her up, and she didn't have to get up till 7 o'clock, and I'm up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We started sleeping in separate rooms because I thought it was rude to have to disturb her sleep when she didn't have to get up.
Yeah.
And we've been together still this long, and everything's healthy. Everything works.
Still love each other. Still banging.
I heard you saying you were a freak. I don't know why you're thinking you're a freak. It's more common than you think.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and you're hearing that. You're hearing that by the phone calls you're getting.
Yeah. No, it makes me feel a lot better. I was honestly feeling like
it's not weird, man. It's actually, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Think about that.
Agreed. I agree, Tim.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So even when you're in a separate room, you're still in the same house.
Yeah, true that.
So, you know, you got the kitchen, you can do stuff in, whatever, the couch, whatever. But
Tim, can I ask you one quick question real quick?
Yeah.
When this happened, who brought up the situation to sleep in different rooms? Was it you or her?
Well, I did because I said, you know, I'm tired of waking you up in the morning. She didn't get mad.
She wasn't offended?
She goes, well, yeah, no. And it's been working ever since. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and now with COVID, she works from home now. So that's even worse. She doesn't even have to get up till later now,
yeah.
You know, because she goes to work at 8 o'clock. So she doesn't have to commute or anything. And I'm still up at 4:30 every morning.
Yeah, true that. So, God bless you, man. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Yep. Yep. Okay. You have a nice evening, man. Bye-bye.
You too. See you, Tim. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
My name's Joe.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
All right, I'm going to give you a different perspective because I think a lot of guys are kind of lying to you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say lying is that, you know, when you're married for like 20 or 30 years, unfortunately, yeah, a lot of people do sleep in separate rooms. Half of us grew up with parents that slept in twin beds like that Leave It to Beaver TV show, and they pretended as if they were happy. But a lot of couples right now, sex dies a little bit, it's not as frequent. Usually the women are the ones that shoot it down before the men do.
Yeah.
And in my case, my wife was the one that brought it up to me about going to another room, and it was because she needed privacy. So it got to the point now where my wife doesn't even want me to see her naked anymore. And so it's turned into a family situation.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something also. Sometimes when guys are sleeping alone in their other room, they certainly fantasize about other women.
Sure.
So, you know, there's a lot of there's a lot, and I'm very proud, and I'm happy to hear these guys saying that. But what it is that you do love the person, but you don't love them the same way when you first met them and married them and was having that grand old time every day, if you get my point. Mm-hmm. You just tolerate them as a family member. And a lot of times, why people don't even get divorced is because financial. You know, it's a pain in the ass to start your savings all over again when you're like that 62-year-old guy. And as far as these guys, the 11-year-old fiancé, there's a problem there if you're a fiancé for 11 years.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
Who's got his wife? Very weird. I mean, I'm surprised her parents don't say to the dude, you've tried it out long enough, put a ring on it.
Well, the idea of not being into, you know, traditional things, but then being engaged, that's a traditional, you know, thing.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of legalities later on down the line, making through common law. But I will admit, the one guy is very smart about the houses with the, or not smart, but he just pointed out the houses with two master bedrooms, because a lot of people in a wealthy age category that are building new houses are building them with two master bedrooms, because, for instance, me, I'm in another room, and trust me, I got a big-ass TV on the wall. Yeah. I have a couch. I have my bed the way I like it, and I have my closets, and it's custom for me, and it's my man room. And she has her bedroom, and it's her chick room. And but we live under the same roof, and we're like family.
Do you love each other? It's not a romantic love anymore, though. It's more you're just comfortable.
It's not a romantic love. So do I love? Yeah. If anybody hurt her, I would get really pissed.
Yeah.
But it's not that. You know, of course, if anything happens to her, I would care. I would cry. So yeah, of course, I love. But it changes. It's not the romantic love. It's a family type love.
Right. Just a comfort.
Unfortunately, sexual attractions change too. I mean,
yeah, they do.
You know, you're sitting in your room. You're sitting in your room, and it's midnight, and you're alone, and you have your little laptop computer on your desk.
She's probably doing the same thing.
Yeah, and you know, there you go. She probably is.
Joe, can I ask you how old you are? How old of a gentleman you are?
I'm 55, and I've been with the same person for almost 25 years.
Oh my!
And
goodness.
We started sleeping separately, I can say, for at least 12 years now. And unfortunately, there is no intimacy like these other guys are talking to you about. And it's not me. Trust me. I'm a guy. I want to have intimacy.
When's the last time you tapped that?
No, dude, I'm talking a long time ago. And if it happened...
More than 12 years?
I'd say a little bit less, maybe 8. But it was probably a drunken night and obviously the next morning I was blamed for attacking her.
Oh, hey,
in a bad way?
Yeah. What about Joe? If you still are, you know, into her and you would like to, you know, make sweet, sweet love to her, why not just try to court her one night? You know, get her a bottle of wine and see what happens.
It's not quite the same because the courtship part, we've been there. We did that when we were in our 20s and we grew a little bit. Yeah, in the 30s, we made some mistakes. We hurt each other a little bit, but we never let go of each other. But now we're kind of at the stage where I'm too tired to chase young women. You know, like these old guys say, oh, I'm so cool. I got a 20-year-old girl. You can't satisfy her. Let her have a family. Let her have a kid. And so right now it's about comfort. I'm comfortable with her. She's comfortable with me. She lets me do what I want. I let her do what she wants as long as we respect each other.
Yeah.
And this is how our life is. And that's what growing old together means. It doesn't mean you're going to grow old together and have that intimacy like you did when you were young every day. It just means your relationship changes from that love to more of a business, convenience, family, mutual agreement.
Yeah. Has she ever expressed to you that maybe she would like to see another man?
I would say when we're both going through our difficulties in the 30s, yeah, and we both tried that kind of stuff, but it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
We fell in love with each other's personalities first, and we always seem to come back to our personalities. And anybody that came in that we tried stuff with, I mean, for instance, she kept on hooking up with these like weird ass dudes, and she always needed me to protect her. And I kept on hooking up with weird ass women who were all crazies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so Joe, I can tell you, not much has changed. Everybody's still out of their mind out there.
That's why I'm too tired and I can't be bothered, and I'm very happy. And matter of fact, I'll tell you, do I sleep with someone in my bed? Yes, my cat.
Oh, that's adorable.
And she has a cat too.
Lovely. And I bet she does. And, yeah. Come on, you know what I'm saying? Come on. Just kidding.
I know, I got you.
Sorry, Joe.
But anyways, half these guys, it's especially the 62-year-old man, I get it, the snoring and all that stuff, but the truth is, it's a family unit, and that's what it is. And what's he going to do? He's not going to go out now chasing women. Just like me, yeah. I'm younger than him, and I'm tired, man.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
tired.
Right, Joe.
I don't go out to the bars.
You're right. Well, hey, good luck. Yeah. Whatever works for you, it works. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot, man.
You got it, my friend. Take
See
care.
You, brother. Bye. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
This is Becca.
Hey, Becca, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to give a female's perspective.
Please.
I guess.
Yes.
My husband and I will be married 7 years in, no, sorry, we'll be married 5 years in October, but together for seven. And we still are in love with each other. We tolerate each other. We actually like each other. Did you know that whole you love each other, but you don't have to like each other? We actually like each other still. And so we decided to get the whole Sleep Number bed that's adjustable on either side because we wanted to be in the same room, but we annoy each other when it comes to sleeping. I beat the crap out of him. I don't know this for sure, but he says I beat the crap out of him. So, I mean, it's normal for us, and a lot of people look at us like we're crazy, but then again, we're the only couple that's not getting a divorce and yeah. not going to marriage counseling and have two happy kids that know mommy and daddy are happy and they see us laughing. And I mean, the dude before, I think he basically just needs to go get his rocks off, but that's just me.
Do technically sleep in the same bed though. It's just one of those ones that are kind
yeah.
of, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well,
like the heads adjust and the yeah. feet adjust, and like he's got his Sleep Number and I got my Sleep Number, and they're actually completely different, which surprised me. And like, which we've stepped it up because when we first met and we first moved in together, we had literally nothing, and we were sleeping in a twin size day bed together.
Oh.
So,
yeah, no.
Yeah, it was good times.
What about if he was like, listen, Becca, I'd like to just have my own bed in my own room. Would you be offended by that?
I don't think I would. No, I'd be like, peace, buddy. Oh, I'm gonna go over here because, like,
you wouldn't be mad
as
though.
A mom and
you
a
wouldn't
wife,
be like, peace out.
I think
I'm mad
I would because as a mom and a wife, like, I have moments. I will go sit in my car and pretend that I need to go to freaking Starbucks or something. Yeah. I've caught myself when I drop my son off at daycare. He's three. As soon as I drop him off, I'll sit there for a minute and I'll just go through Facebook because you need a minute.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody needs their alone time. So I respect his privacy. He respects mine. Like, I wouldn't be offended. No.
All right.
Actually, I would probably be the one offering it up.
Yeah, that's good to know. Well, hey, Becca, I appreciate the call. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
See ya. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hello?
Hey.
Diane,
how the heck are you? How's Pippin?
I've got a new name for myself.
For yourself?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, you know what PIA is? A pain in the ass?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and my middle name is Maria. So I'm Pia Maria.
I like that.
Anyway, I just tuned in. I'm in a good mood. I'm listening to all these people. And all I have to say is that everybody's relationship is different and dynamic. And if it worked for them, then, you know, it's just different. Everybody's got their different stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Everybody does have their own thing. Now, what about you with your new man friend? Do you sleep in the same bed now, or are you on the boat full time?
We're on a sailboat. We're on a small, like a 35-foot sailboat.
Are you living with this guy already?
Well, no. I have a house.
But you're on the
sailboat. I can't talk about this on the radio too much because
Diane, you used to be such a giver with information, okay, and now you play coy with me all the time.
Who cares? I'll give it. What do you want to know?
I just want to know if you're living...
Lemon, lime, whatever, drink, what it is.
I just want...
Store.
All right.
He left the boat.
Go ahead.
What do you want to know? Let it rip. Tell me.
No,
what do you want to know?
No, I don't want to know anything anymore. That's okay.
We do sleep together. It's so tight in the boat.
I was tight somewhere else. Okay.
I got two dogs on the boat, too, you know, Pippin. Yeah.
Pippin. Who's the other dog?
Dahlia.
Okay. I like Pippin.
She's old.
The little one. Yeah.
She's little. She's 5-pound, 17-year-old. But Pippin is two years old, and we already got a citation about him.
Noisy? Pooing all over the place? All over the dock?
Ripped out after cat.
Oh, no. That's not good. So, wait, Diane, I do want to know. Are you living with this guy? Kind of like most of the time?
Yeah.
How'd you meet? Oh, you met him through your job. That's right. It was somebody's son or something.
Patient, okay. My patient's best friend.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, good, Diane. I hope you enjoy your weekend on the boat. I got to take a break, though, but I appreciate you calling.
Are you happy?
Am I happy?
With your girl.
Gosh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good time. I just don't want to sleep with her. I mean, I want to sleep with her, but I don't want to sleep with her. You know what I mean?
Actually, we don't sleep the whole night together. I sleep in the front and he sleeps in the berth.
Yeah, true.
But then
that.
Every once in a while we hook up.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about.
As long as the dogs aren't looking.
Yeah, enjoy your sex and tell Pippin I said hello.
He's laying right here.
All right, Pippin. All right, bye, Diane. Thank you.
Bye.
What an angel. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBradio.com is the website. That concludes this episode of the Homemade Broadcast. I hope you have a great week. Anna will be back next week. Live stream will be next week, Wednesday. Subscribe on YouTube. Click the bell to get that notification. Thanks, Michael. Thank you, Travis. Thank you, everybody, for listening. My name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. Have a great week. Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.